Onus McHenry. Narration: Les Miserables by Victor Hugo. She made no movement of either surprise or of joy. She was joy itself, that simple question. And Cosette was put with so profound a faith, with so much certainty, with such a complete absence of disquiet and of doubt, that he found not a word of reply. She continued, "I knew that you were there. I was asleep, but I saw you. I have seen you for a long, long time. I have been following you with my eyes all night. You were in a glory, and you had around you all sorts of celestial forms." He raised his glance to the crucifix. "But," she resumed, "tell me where Cosette is. Why did not you place her on my bed against the moment of my waking?" He made some mechanical reply which he was never afterwards able to recall. Fortunately, the doctor had been warned, and he now made his appearance. He came to the aid of Monsieur Madeleine. "Calm yourself, my child," said the doctor. "Your child is here." Fantine's eyes beamed and filled her whole face with light. She clasped her hands with an expression which carried all that is possible to prayer in the way of violence and tenderness. "Oh," she exclaimed, "bring her to me." Touching illusion of a mother. Cosette was, for her, still the little child who is carried.